Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually intact, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is so. It is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so did. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you then. So, I thank you for all your comments. I had a couple of questions that were pretty interesting. And I want to explore that first. And then we'll talk about partnering too. Question is, why is it so difficult to get started? It seems like a couple of people have said this, that they seem to get on the right track, but can't hold it, can't hold their own, can't follow through. Doesn't seem as though the universe is supporting them. They feel like everything is a struggle. Well, what I want to say about that is that sometimes we don't clearly define what it is that we want, and we make assumptions that can often cause us undue stress. We're not looking at our reality, and instead we are expecting to jump over certain hurdles that are pretty obvious to other people, or sometimes we decide to accelerate some of the actions that are necessary by moving a little bit too fast, not having put everything in position in order to get the support that we need. Other times, we don't have the people that we need on board, and we haven't set up support systems and given ourselves the wherewithal to move forward. You know, too many times we think that we have to keep what we're doing a secret. We want to keep our purpose to ourselves. We don't want anybody to know about it, okay? Because we don't want to fail in front of people. Instead, we want to show out and act as though this was a simple task and that we had it all together, and we don't want to share our problems. We don't want to admit that we don't know enough or that we need a little help. We're afraid to ask people to assist us because we don't want to be in the debt. We have all kinds of excuses, which ultimately leads to our disappointment and our errors in judgment, our sins, or our failure. And that goes right along with the subject for today, which is partnering. Part two. We are not expected to do things alone. You're sharing the planet with 7 billion other co-creators with God. And it is not necessary to stand alone, ever. If you feel as though you can't trust anybody or you don't want to talk to someone who can help you to surmount obstacles or overcome those hurdles or those little problems you get in the way, if you feel that you can't talk to other people to find out what it is that they're doing, and if you think that you need to go it alone in order to be successful, you got the whole, you got the wrong idea about how this whole thing works. Let me just put it that way. You see, there is one source, one substance, one energy, one God, okay? And from that, everything has been created and has been sustained. And it evolves and changes. It manifests in us and around us. And we draw to us that aspect of energy, of power, of God, spirit, love, mind, that we need, because everything is energy. Sometimes we fail because we are just out of faith. You know, oftentimes I'm asked, well, I followed this procedure, I did everything that other people did. I tried to follow the scripture that other people had given me, or I did the spell or ritual, or I did all the things I was supposed to do. I went to school, I did my homework, I graduated at the top of my class. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, it didn't work. Well, it's hard to hear, but there are some missing elements here. Okay? Everything started and ended with you. And that energy, that system, that source, God, that power is not separate from itself. Okay? And whenever you try and separate yourself from others, you find that you put yourself in struggle, especially if you're just starting out. Okay? Because you cannot go it alone. Now, there are many people who try to defy the odds of that. And somehow, they end up learning the lessons that they should have learned in the beginning, because they are not willing to partner. They don't want to give a little in order to receive. They don't want a coach. they don't want a support system. They want to go it on their own. Now, I like to akin this to the same reasons why most adolescents want to leave their parents' house. Okay? And this might seem like a weird analogy, but think about it. We want to get out of our parents' house because we don't want to accept their rules. We don't want to live by their rules. We figure if we agree that we can get out on our own, that we can do our own thing, and we can come and go as we please to do whatever things our parents won't allow us to do in their house. Okay? And what usually happens? We get out there and we find out, you know what, this is hard. And you don't have a support system. Okay? You don't have groceries. Okay? You don't have any place to go with your stuff. Instead, you are surprised by the way in which you have to now see your license and proceed. And whether you're in college or whether you are working, trying to fend for yourself, when you don't have that backup, that support system, that allowance, okay, then all of a sudden, those little complaints that you have with your parents seem rather small. But you want to do it yourself. You want to do it on your own. You want to play by your own rules. You don't want to play by theirs. And you have no connecting influence. You have no support. You have no coaching. You don't have any money. You have nobody to pick up your slack. You've got to do it yourself. And there lies struggle. Whenever you find that you are in struggle and that you can't seem to get where you want to go, it's because you don't know what you need to know. But there's plenty of other people around you that can help, that can assist. And yeah, most of the time they're not going to do it for free. You have to pay your way, just like you got to pay for that apartment you're living in or that house, just like you got to pay for that car and the car insurance if you want to drive. Okay? There's a responsibility that comes with it, an obligation in order to be, do, and have the life that you desire. And it's not so easy to just make things happen. You know, you don't just get rich overnight or in the same way that you don't just have a great relationship. It takes a little work. And it means planning, taking steps, evaluating those steps. Okay? It's like making a cake. There are rules. Okay? There's a recipe you have to follow. Okay? And when you put in the right ingredients and follow the instructions, then you will find that you'll come up with cake. But if you defy the rules, leave out the flour, okay? But leave out the butter, okay? Leave out the eggs, okay? The sugar, you're going to find the end result is not so successful. when you partner with someone else who can fill in the gap, who knows what you don't know, who can hold you up when you're falling down, who can give you another opinion, okay, then you are allowing yourself to expand and to grow, okay, because you've got two minds or more that come together in order to create the end result that you desire. Okay? Being a one-man band is doing things the hard way. Okay? When you finally understand that partnering with someone else doesn't take anything from you, but it adds to you, you better your odds. And you can relax to a certain extent because you don't have to know everything. You don't have to do everything. You are not responsible for everything, especially for things that you don't know. Okay? Oftentimes, we know we are out of our lane. Okay? But we think, well, with a little luck, that can overcome this hurdle. You know, everything will just fall into place, or people won't notice, or I won't be held accountable. Yes, you will. There are no accidents, and everything counts. And if you don't know that, you will find that you will continually fall. Now, let me just get one thing clear here. Most people who are successful have failed several times before they got here. And the reason why is because they take that same consciousness, the same mentality, okay, those same habits into the new adventure. And you are only going to make progress according to. Okay, it takes a whole lot more than just believing that you can do something. But you've got to take action. And you've got to put your feeling nature, your emotions, your passions into the thing itself in order to create it. Okay, some people just think, oh, I can just sit around and wish or think positively and you know, poof, everything is just going to work. That does not happen. And you do also need to recognize the fact that sometimes you can't count on your friends and family to support you in your endeavors. Sometimes that is the hardest nut to crack. Sometimes what you have to do is rely on a stranger. Sometimes you need to stay alert. The lady at the checkout counter might have that key ingredient that you're missing. Okay? I have found clues, even been given guidance in my life in the weirdest places from perfect strangers. At the most times in my life. And those are just my little earth angels who show up in order to give me a little direction. But you have to stay committed to your goals, to your objectives. But try not to overextend yourself by trying to do more than you're capable of doing, not knowing what your next step is, not utilizing of others around you. And you'll be surprised how they may be able to help you along. Okay? Because whoever you're playing the game of life with should enhance the life you're living. Okay? You know, whether they be your spouse, your partner, life partner, or whether they be a colleague, a co-worker, okay, your neighbor, you'd be surprised. Each person serves a purpose, not only on the planet, but in your life. And that is the reason why there is that relationship. And it is there for you to use, but not abuse. Okay? It is there for you to share in. Okay? When two minds come together to conform, to complete a whole. Okay? You'll find that it is so much easier to accomplish your hopes and dreams. This is one of the reasons why people get married. Okay? It just makes sense. Whether they like to admit it or not, each party has an obligation to the relationship. And no, they are not the same. If they were the same, they'd create more havoc and chaos than they would a family. Because what they need is their contract. Okay? And where one is strong, the other is weak, and vice versa. And too many times, we expect our partners to be the same as us, or to think the same as us. And we find that that doesn't work. You already have a relationship with yourself. Sometimes you need a person close to you that can call you to the carpet and say, you're going the wrong way. No, I don't understand how to support it. You know? Sometimes you need someone who can't hold you up. The other thing is you also need a network of associates, friends, people, that can also fill in the gaps or point you in the right direction or support you, to care about you, show up to your event. Your network is always going to determine your net worth. If you don't know anybody and if you can't get five people to come to your birthday party, you need to go out and start making some friends. Okay? If you are trying to do something in the business world and you can't bring in five customers that can help you bring in at least five more customers, your business is going to fail. You see, we have to understand that there is no business without customers. There's no business without money. Okay? We need to rely on the system in order to build our own personal universe. Okay? And the system exists because we follow the steps. And oftentimes we overlook things or we try to sidestep. Or we don't want to listen to others who may have a little something to offer. Instead, we are so caught up in our own heads until we can't see the forest for the trees. So the partnership is necessary for your own personal growth. In order for you to develop in a way in which you intended, and you can't sidestep it or think that somehow luck is supposed to show up in your life. You make your own luck. Money doesn't fall out of the tree. Okay? You have to create the circumstances by which the blessings that you are looking for or anticipating can manifest in your life. So rather than continuing to knock your head up against the brick wall and think, well, the world is just not fair, or I'm being overlooked or mistreated. Instead, understand that it is because of your inattention to details and your unwillingness to get help, to get a coach, to get a partner to assist you, to bring the knowledge you don't have. And you will find you're standing in your own way. Someone asked, does this mean that I'm not enough? Sometimes it does. Depending upon who you are and what your consciousness dictates from your previous experiences or your upbringing or your fears, but it goes back to what Einstein said, the same mind that got you into trouble is not the mind that's going to get you out of it. Okay, it does take a change of consciousness. It does take partnering with others, or at least getting the information that you need as needed. Better way than to partner with others. Go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.